Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now already into hour number three in this worldwide Friday transmission, the 16th day of November, 2007. We've got, as he did last Friday, Steve Quayle joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll have open phones continually through the interview and a ton of news I haven't gotten to yet. John in Amsterdam was talking about, even if you love Big Brother, please continue.
Yes. Even if you are pro-Big Brother or pro-New World Order, you have to realize that in the future they can create illegal laws that they do already, and they make you a criminal even that you're not knowing about it. So let's say that you're doing everything as well, I have nothing to hide. You know, this mantra that people use as an argument is a silly statement, by the way. But if people really think that they love Big Brother, it's okay, it's for our protection, I think it's for protecting the elite for the future, because if we are going to rebel and being angry about and upset, they want to have Big Brother to protect them. It's not to protect us. But they can change the laws in the future and make criminals, so-called criminals, criminalize
people. Who controls the criminals in government? See, that's the whole point.
Yeah. So if people are realizing this, that we live in a high-tech society that can, you know, change around. And I think that Orwellian state fascist New World Order is going to happen in the face, and you have to be really stupid if you don't see it.
Are people waking up in your country?
Oh, for sure, yes. You know, more and more people in the Netherlands are totally fed up with the Big Brother scenario, even the voting machines. Court cases, we have won, you know, we fight the battle against the voting machines, and we won the battle. They have to change everything. Now, the next elections will be only with pencil.
God bless you, and see, that's what we're doing here, too. We're beginning to fight. They're mad, they're upset, they can be defeated. Just like Hitler, just like Ceausescu, just like Mussolini, just like so many before them, just like the British Empire was beaten in the U.S., we are going to beat them.
By the way, Google Laptop Brigade and Ron Paul, door-to-door, and people showing video of Ron Paul. And that is an excellent tip, because this is the power to show the people how they can have a change of heart. Because if you show something on a laptop, door-to-door, people are waking up.
They are. God bless you, my friend. Good to hear from you. We'll take more calls when we get back with Steve Quayle. Last night I was on CFRB, big Toronto station, going across eastern Canada. And I've been on there two or three times before, and they took about 10 calls while I was on, and I think 7 of the 10 said, oh, we like you, Alex, and we like the work you do. We know about the New World Order, but shouldn't we get rid of 80%? Don't we need to get rid? Don't we need to kill people? I mean, this is a mainstream view. People don't know why they've been inculcated, kind of in the Moonraker scenario. But you've been inculcated. You have been brainwashed. You have been, this has been put into your mind. I mean, who's going to die? Are you going to look at these African children, these Latin American children, the children here being implanted with the viruses, being poisoned, all the death, all the sterilization? You going to go do it? You going to go put a .45 in the little black kid's head and blow it off? I mean, there's so many of us, I don't want you to commit suicide. But before you say kill somebody else, I suggest you go find... I mean, before you go kill children or call for global extermination, if it's so bad, I suggest you find a tall building and make sure nobody's beneath you and throw yourself off. Now, that's a figure of speech. I don't mean that, but that's the comparison here. I mean, nobody's stopping you from that big old bottle of sleeping pills you got in the cabinet there. Just stop it. Don't you understand, you fools who think like that? This is for you. Don't you understand that? Can't you get that through your noggin? Caller after caller. Oh, I like you. I don't like the New World Order. I know this is all true. Oh, endgame. But, I mean, don't we need to... It's a horrible thing to say, but don't we need to kill 80%? I mean, isn't it hurting the earth? Don't we need global taxes? I mean, don't we... I mean, you were brainwashed. I mean, think about what you're saying. That's what Hitler wanted. He wanted a global Germania, and so then he could go around killing the lesser races. Don't you understand? You're in the crosshairs, you fools.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their after these ones.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to jam a lot of calls into the shower with Steve Quayle. We have links to his sign up on Infowars.com, stevequayle.com, and the Q files. I've interviewed by Steve many times over the years, and I've interviewed him many times over the years. I guess we've been talking to each other on air for about, off and on, for about 10 years. He's been on air about 15, 16 years. I've been on air about 13 years. Maybe he's been on longer. I just know Steve was, I used to hear Steve 10 years ago talking about global eugenics and extermination plans and all. You know, I thought he meant well, but I didn't think it was that bad. And now so much of the books he wrote, the things he talked about really are true. And so another visionary who we enjoy having here on the show with us. Steve, I don't know if you heard me earlier right at the end of the last segment, but last night I was on CFRB, big station, and one of the oldest station in Canada, by the way, out of Toronto, 50,000 water. And they were getting calls from all over eastern Canada, and he took about 10 calls, and I think I was counting them, I think more than 7, but it was almost every caller said, oh, I agree with you about the New World Order, and I like you, and I've seen your videos, but we do need to kill 80% of people, and you know, we do need to reduce the population. And the public, this is like, quote, common sense to people. And when Dr. Pianca gives a speech to the Texas Academy of Scientists and says we need 90% to be killed sooner rather than later, as fast as possible, he gets a standing ovation. The news is, not that he said it, the news is he got the standing ovation. I mean, can you just talk about where these ideas came from, where they're pushing, why they love death, and then try to explain to the people that have bought into this elite mindset, they're not part of the elite. They're going to be killed or be diseased or be implanted with the cancer or the poisons themselves. And even if they were members of the elite or those that would be spared in this ongoing project that's intensifying, they need to look into the eyes of these children and women and men that are dying, and they need to humanize that. This is great wickedness, Steve.
Well, Alex, first of all, you've nailed it. So many of your broadcasts, it's about population reduction, and I'm appalled. Now, what I would say is that, with due respect to the Canadian listeners, they have bought the lie. When you disassociate the uniqueness of man's creation from the Creator God, when you take the literal special place in the universe that God Himself chose to put His image and likeness, He chose to put it into human beings that He created in the image and likeness of God, then it automatically becomes evident, Alex, that there is a war going on between He who died to redeem mankind and those who seek to destroy mankind. You know, it's fascinating. When we deal with eugenics, when we deal with every form of genetic manipulation, what you've got is you ultimately get the starting point that they, the Luciferians, the elitists, want to absolutely destroy all memory of the living God. They want to take, obviously, the Bible out. They want to recreate the children that are being born in their new world globe speak and their new world idolatry. So when you dehumanize and, if you will, deculturize any of the roots of America's founding and those who honored us that gave us the system, listen, they acknowledge God. All you have to read is Peter Marshall's book, The Light and the Glory. And most people, I think, Alex, have forgotten that. But going to the basis of your question, it's a war between God and the devil, and the Luciferians openly worship Lucifer, openly sacrifice to Lucifer, and they're using all of their, what I coined a word a number of years ago, almost a decade ago, called technecadence, okay? And that's technological decadence. That technecadence to absolutely go after and destroy the last vestiges of every human being.
Now, by the way, a top transhumanist that's in Endgame talks about, we are suicidal nihilists, we love death. It's the ultimate expression of power for us to destroy the whole planet. And he says we're lusting after just killing. And I guess it is the final phase of decadence. We saw it with Roman emperors and others. You know, it's a mental sickness, a spiritual sickness. But for listeners who are secular, listeners who are atheists that are listening, even if you don't believe in God, Steve and I don't believe, we know, and even if you don't believe in good and evil, you don't believe in the devil, but the devil believes in you. The thing I want to point out to people and get your take on here is that, just take Dr. Pianca. I was on his own website, UT Biology Department. He's one of the top biologists there. I was reading it, and he says it's him dressed up as a druid priest, and he talks about Lucifer, and he says, and I also, he has his buffalo bull named Lucifer, and it's all this weird occult stuff on there. And every time you look into a Peter Singer, every time you look into a Prince Philip, a Ted Turner, every time a Maurice Strong, not part of the time, not 80% of the time, not 90%, they're always pushing agnostic, atheism, humanism. But when you actually look at them and the UN chapel and the rest of it, they are, and I know I'm preaching to the choir with you, preacher.
You're laying it out well, Alex.
I mean, every time you turn a rock over, I mean, 12 years ago when I got on air, I never talked about this stuff, but every time you finally get to the last door, you open it up, you turn the last rock over, and it's Luciferian. So, talk about that.
Well, first of all, you can't separate, you know, atheists and agnostics. You know, the idea that we're a secular society is total bull manure. It's crap. The bottom line is men have a spiritual nature to them. They're either going to manifest that nature and acknowledging the God of heaven, or they're going to worship Lucifer. And isn't it fascinating that even when you look at the opponents of Christianity, like the gentleman that you're talking about, who's a druidic priest. Now let's talk about the druids. They worship the God of forces right out of the book of Daniel. They obviously practice human sacrifice. So when someone's willing to slay a child, and Alex, if you and I or the listeners could even get a glimpse from the God's viewpoint of all the blood that's shed in their sacrifices, then they can understand the people, even who don't believe in God, aren't aren't quote Christians. Aren't
By the way, we've seen all these weird Clinton and Bush cryptic speeches after a war, and Bush will get a creamy-eyed look and talk about dark forces of evil. That Pentagon speech is in Road to Tyranny. Dark forces of evil that feed on human suffering, and he literally begins to almost glow like a little green demon. And then, you know, he talks about the great sacrifice and starts licking his lips.
Absolutely. And you know, let me just share this. Multi-starred active duty generals have talked at length and spoken at length about what goes on in the secret labyrinths below, you know, notable, very, very prominent architectural places around the world. Now, here's the thing. The blood sacrifice, the Bible, look, I'm not going to preach, but I'm just saying the Bible teaches that.
Oh, you're life, welcome. Go ahead.
No, the life is in the blood, okay? You know, these guys are vampires. They truly are vampires. Because, well, have you noticed, Alex, that, well, everything is a total war against Christians. Man, if you are anything other than a Christian, it's Katie Bar the Door. Welcome to the world of global religion. And see, we're being set up for the Antichrist. Obviously, the Bible teaches that the Antichrist is going to make war on the saints. And when you see, you have just defined something that I think very few people can even realize. When they're talking about sacrifice, let me tell you what a top Luciferian told me. Big-time CIA devil worshiper. He says, when we talk about God, Steve, we talk about Lucifer. He said, when you see the politicians, and he named them all off, and they're the ones everybody sees on their television, he says, when they talk about God or the Lord, they're not talking about God and Jesus. Now, as a good example of that, remember Alex Bush, when he, in his first term, he used to talk about Jesus, and something happened, and everything else became more relevant, whether he was going into a Shinto shrine in Japan, whether he's going into a mosque, whether he's going in any place. Now what do we have? We have basically people in this country that are confused because the pastors in the pulpits, as you and I have talked about, have not sounded a clear sound. And the problem is now is everything is acceptable except Jesus. And this is the war that not only is taking place in heaven, that's on earth. And when you devalue human life, what's the difference? These people are so demonically driven that they literally salivate over the great sacrifice that's coming. But most people don't understand the warnings that you were giving, the warning that you gave last night on my radio program about you're at a 9 level. They don't look at this as just, quote, a preparation for war. They look at this as the sacrifice to Lucifer that brings him literally on the planet to rule. And they believe that with the absence of all Christians and any relationship to the God of the Bible, his mandates, his laws, or his precepts, that they will have basically a technological bliss in which they'll live forever, download their memories, they'll never die, they'll never have to face the judgment. And boy, from there on out, people should really start to realize that all transhumanists, all of them that are talking about spiritual machines, listen, we've been experiencing through science fiction, we've been prepped through all the years, whether it was starting, you know, when.
Well, what does Revelation talk about that they bring into the temple is that it's a living machine that does wonders.
Absolutely. Actually, it's a, and this is something that I think everyone should realize, that on my website, and I know on your website too, but on my website I try and feature stories about robotics. Right now the big deal is, and you probably are aware of this, but they're now talking about creating robots that are so lifelike that what will be the legal standing of the robot, especially if she's female and you're a male and you're having sex with it. I'm not kidding you. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. The bottom line is that now it's going to this, Alex. These people have a death wish. Okay?
Well, even mainstream news is talking about how they're already cloning humans and cloning other primates, and they're keeping it somewhat, but they say that now they're going to clone literal replicants for people and claim it's a machine because man made it, but really it's just a human.
Well, right, and you know, this is something that I think that most
By the way, will those clones, those aren't going to have souls, are they, or what do you think?
No, well, that's the question, you know. A soul, let me define a soul. The Bible teaches mind, will, intellect, and emotion. The soul is what the Spirit of God, when it's regenerated in the body, relates to. So they'll have a persona, but it will be a demonic persona. It will not be a human persona. It's like when people ask me about the giants. When the giants died, those spirits of the giants, which were not human and not all angels, those are what became demons on the earth.
Well, yeah, that's what it talks about in incredible stuff in Genesis and Ezekiel. We'll be right back. This is wild stuff. We're talking about what the globalists believe, folks. Whether you believe it or not, they do believe this.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate life.
Monday through Friday, we're here live, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, syndicated as well, not just on AM and FM or satellite or internet, at truthnews.us and infowars.com. but also on Global Shortwave, WWCR. We also re-air on WWCR 9 to midnight. And Steve Quayle's show is on from 6 to 8, and also on Global Shortwave, the Internet, and AM and FM stations out there. Steve, I want to come back and take calls in the next longer segment and talk more about them saying the American people are terrorists or they're against the war or 9/11 truth and your take on them shifting gears into this. But, I mean, I remember reading the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. It's actually En Road to Tyranny. And this is an official UN government-sponsored document. And they say in there, oh, we need to bring back human sacrifice and wars to reduce population. This is what Mother Earth needs. They don't even hide their religion, but then we're not supposed to talk about the fact that they're religious. Like, they tell us religion doesn't exist and that our beliefs don't exist and that we're bad, but then they're so upset about us and no other group. They're totally, totally religious.
Well, absolutely, and it's kind of like Dylan's song, you got to serve somebody, okay? And see, the deal is, Alex, is that this is what I think people have got to understand, the war. Now, I want to talk about what Glenn Beck did. What he did is a form of terrorism. And let me say this, to intentionally put fear into a group of people, he's calling everybody that's talking about the Constitution. This is amazing. He goes on and talks about the Constitution, and then he absolutely does probably one of the most provocative things that's ever been done. Look, if this would have been done by somebody on the left, we would have been screaming, and we're screaming now. But for what he has done, he is vilifying people. So that means now it's okay to basically dismiss, quote, the Ron Paul supporters. I don't think it's going to go this way, but this is what he's saying, and then ultimately destroy them. And if people argue with my little formula, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy, he did say, Alex, as you are aware, it's on your website, that the bottom line is the U.S. military may be called out to have to do something about these people. That infuriates me that he's calling for the death of people that are standing up for the Constitution, that believe in this country, and how dare he? He is an... And then Horowitz? Come on! That guy's like, you know, coming from a Marxist background, he should know better. Shame on him. And I think, Alex, the thing is that these people are religious. They're very much spiritual. They believe that Gaia is Mother Earth and that she is a goddess. The goddess Gaia must be appeased. And the only way you appease the goddess is with human sacrifice.
Well, I noticed this, and then I looked into it. I kept noticing in England or D.C. or Austin, everywhere they have war memorials, they put a big goddess up on a capital or on a pedestal looking down. And then I went and looked it up, and sure enough, that's a sacrifice to the goddess, putting the war dead monument in front of her.
Absolutely. And goddess worship is coming back big time. And ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing now those, and look, Alex, just take it, like you said earlier, you can take it out of the religious realm, but these people are dead set. They have their ceremonies, they have their books they read, you know, the Book of the Dead. God in his infinite mercy gives us the Book of Life. They, and seriously, I'm not kidding you, they get the Book of Dead. The point that I think that people have got to understand, this is a war. And if everybody, I know that you linked to it on your website, I was just on your website, the CNN, everyone should send CNN their comments on how incredibly, I don't even know the word, terrorizing the statements that Glenn Beck has said.
Well, they're openly following White House memos. They're all doing it now in unison, saying they want to turn the huge apparatus they've built to fight foreign terrorists against the American people. And they even start talking bad about, oh, Americans have this history of rebelling. Oh, the founding fathers, it's bad. And he's actually got a Brit on there talking about how they actually badmouth the founding fathers and mix them in with Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, how arrogant are they, Steve, to think that they can sell this to people?
Well, they're not only arrogant, in my opinion, they're demon-possessed, okay? And when I say possessed, I want to make this clear. That's not a liberty or a metaphor I'm taking with the English language. There are other entities controlling their speech, their thoughts, and their deeds. But isn't it amazing that these entities that, remember this, the Antichrist is going to make war by supposedly being a man of peace, okay? And isn't that what we're seeing right now, you know? This quote, isn't it fascinating that as supposedly the peace movement's out there, more people are dying, more men, more women, more children? And I got to tell you, Alex, I have been told by high-ranking military officials that the guys that are controlling everything are into Luciferian worship. This is from men who have been tortured under the current plans that are in the White House, you know? It's amazing. If you settle for torture, you yourself are going to be on the end of the torturer's hand.
We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Little piece of you, a little piece of me, will die.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on this important Friday edition. Jim, Mike, Robert, Art, Pat. We're going to get to all of you with Steve Quayle. Be sure and visit his website, stevequayle.com. We have links to his website up on infowars.com right now. And also, he is a prolific author. We'll tell you about some of his books. Well, I noticed that my infowars.com does not have him posted up there. So I'll make sure that Steve Quayle's link gets put up there, and we'll also give you the spelling. Interesting. Before we go back to our guest, I wanted to let listeners know that we have a great sponsor. It's a thick book, but an easy read, and it comes with three CDs. Everything you ever wanted to know about getting out of debts, how they work. This is just the mainline info, but most people don't know this. I thought I knew a lot about this stuff. I learned a lot. This is good sound info. And I hope that you will check in to the Debtor's Secret Weapon. That's the book. Comes with three CDs with text and audio. One of them has like 60-something hours of presentations of audio. The book, Debtor's Secret Weapon, and it's very interesting, too. It's not boring. Three audio CDs, outin90.com, outin90.com. The website is outin90. That's just outin90.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And how to stop getting harassing phone calls, understand how creditors will try to seize your assets and how to keep them from doing it, how to keep your assets but lose your debts, learn how to obtain good credit regardless of your past credit history, 877-327-0365 or outin90.com. And there's a banner also up on prisonplanet.com if you miss that phone number or if you miss that web address, outin90.com. You can just go to Prison Planet and find the banner on the right-hand side right there. I got a bunch of callers here, and we got Steve Quayle on with us, who we could have on for 10 hours. I want to start having him on more often. And we've got Luke Radowski waiting in the wings. They confronted. This video is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Larry Silverstein, the owner, who said that they gave the order to pull the building. Now we have firefighters and police and emergency workers. We've interviewed not just the video of them that day saying, get back. They're going to blow the building up. Get back. They're going to blow the building up. We now have those actual interviews. Some of those are in Loose Change Final Cut that just came out. Shifting gears into government-sponsored terror and 9/11, having BBC report 25 minutes before it fell exactly how it would fall with the exact official story shows false start scripting. And now with the vast majority of Americans in major polls believing it's an inside job and with the credibility of the establishment imploding and now they're desperately saying we're all terrorists because we don't believe them anymore, where do you see all this going, Steve?
Well, again, I see a very, very dangerous future, and I'm talking in the next year. I'm not talking beyond that. I got to tell you, Alex, you're on a 9. I'm on a 9+. I don't see this thing going past October of next year. I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but I am telling you this. The bottom line is that, remember, one of the famous news magnates made the statement, the news is what we say it is. That's why you have your website. I have my website. Others have all the wonderful websites out there that are trying to tell people the real news. But the bottom line is I think that the Luciferians are going to make their move really quick. Now, the question is, do they do it through a financial collapse first? Do they do it through a red flag? Listen, I got to tell you, Alex, there are men that live in your area, a lot of retired special operations people and stuff that know what's going on. But you know what? The people in this country have got to wake up and vote the scum out. And I can tell you, I think that, quite candidly, as I said last night, that Ron Paul is a mirror to what this country used to be. And for anybody that calls someone who believes in the Constitution a terrorist, then those same people will be there. They'll call for your execution, you see? And that's what I don't think people understand. This thing is escalating. It's no longer in the realm of just, you know, they don't consider the people that want the truth or tell the truth as pains in the butt. Now they see them as a target of opportunity to be exterminated. And I don't make that claim lightly. I've been told by too many people for too many years, having absolutely hundreds and hundreds of contacts all around the world. The only way I can validate or verify is the same way you do it, Alex. You've got to get two or three witnesses unknown to each other that tell you the same thing. And if you see it happening and it's coming down, then you got to sound the alarm. Now, what people are doing with the alarm, I got to be honest with you, frustrates me immensely. Because there should be at least 20 or 30 million people up in arms over Glenn Beck's statement. There should have been that many up in arms over saying,
well, no, I agree. Steve Watson's doing a big report that really boils it all down. Paul's done an excellent report on it. We need to email these out to everybody now. We have the links up on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. Kurt Nemo's done some good stories on this. And we need to let people know they're now saying the American people, anti-war, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, are working with Al-Qaeda, that the military needs to be used against us. I'm glad you're freaking out over this because that's a normal response. I'm about to go to Luke Radowski here for a quick report on confronting Larry Silverstein, but here's an example. I don't want to say you're right. I don't want to think I'm right with what I see or all these confluence of things coming together, but here's an example. My dad's good friend is a prominent lawyer here in town, you know, top 10 Texas Monthly best lawyers, and he's done some legal work for me And I was over at his office, and I was setting up some corporations and things a few weeks ago, and, you know, just dealing with some business tax issues. And so I was at this other big prominent office with him, all these big tax experts, and I didn't even know all these. These are top lawyers in Austin, and this is one of the wealthiest cities in Texas. So I'm a small little nothing client. And it turned out, you know, one of the owners of this big firm was a big fan, and this lady was a big fan, and these lawyers, they're all coming in and telling me, they're going, man, we used to think you were nuts, but they said, we can't tell you who our clients are, but billionaires are moving to the Cook Islands, they're moving to New Zealand. They believe, and this is their words, the U.S. will not exist by the middle of next year. And I haven't told that story yet, and they're all scared. The lawyers are freaked out. What are they planning?
Well, they're planning and I want to say this, they're planning a sacrifice. Can I tell you what an active duty four-star general told me? He specifically said, Steve, they are planning to take out 200 billion Americans. Now, I said, can that be? A friend of mine, Alex, a totally different realm of the service, admiral, same story told. The bottom line is that the only way to do that, by the way, you can't do it effectively with nuclear weapons. You can add, but the best way they're going to do it is through the stuff I've been screaming about, genetically altered viruses that have become cocktails where you're combining Ebola and you're combining smallpox, Ebola pox, or variations, and then you electromagnetically supercharge them. And obviously, if they're worried about electromagnetic fields attacking the human immune system, subject these lethal pathogens to a certain pulsed frequency. I mean, it's just like Alex. All they got to do is just add something to the spray they've already attacked us with for all these years. And you know what makes me craziest is that the chemtrail thing is still so poo-pooed. Yet, as you said it yesterday, all the cancers, all the respiratory diseases, all the early deaths, all the senility, all the Parkinson's, everything that's gone on. And man, if you just look at that chart, it starts at the same time the spraying starts. And the bottom line is, I've had them laugh at me. I've actually had conversations with the devils that are doing this, and they've said, you know, go ahead, quail, scream at your lungs. They laugh at me. They said, go ahead, Christian, try and get their attention. But you know what he said, Alex, that really did get to me? He said, you don't get it. You just don't get it. They don't care. And we're killing them, and they don't care. That is a conversation I had with a high-ranking Luciferian.
Well, they're mesmerized. The public is literally at lower brainwaves because the average American watches 4.5 hours of TV, the average child over 5. They admit it puts you into a sleep state. Video games put you into a low oxygen narcosis. This is all major studies, and they're literally zombies. Let's go to Luke Radowski. I wanted to get him just to pop in, and I promise I'll get to our loaded phones here at the end. So be ready, folks. Luke, great job. Silverstein being confronted. He was clearly there to give a big speech. You ran him off the stage. I want to salute those that made the video, all of you. I mean, this is incredible. Luke Radowski.
Yeah, we all do what we can, and Silverstein had it coming for quite a while. And it actually came at an awkward moment because we really weren't prepared for having Silverstein there. We never knew he was even going to be there talking. It was just a public event, and he just showed up right in front of his building. And we had great guys like Alex and Brian, you know, seize the opportunity and take advantage of his talk. And as you can see in the video, he's going to give a long talk. And as soon as he heard, you know, us questioning him about 9/11, he looked at us, and then he said, okay, I got to go, and bye. And he just left, and he ran away, and he knew what we were about.
Well, you're literally, you guys are 10 feet from him, and one of the fellows got right in his face with a sign that's not too clear on the video, but they talk about it on the video. I mean, he looks like a deer in the headlights. Last weekend, Sean Hannity got confronted by some of our listeners. They did a fabulous job, and he was laughing at him until they said Infowars.com, and then he looked scared. Why do you think they're so scared, Luke?
Because we're winning this informational warfare, because we're doing the job that the mainstream media is not doing. Tom and Matt from We Are Change upstate New York, they did an excellent job confronting Sean Hannity. I mean, he looked petrified. He looked scared. And I think it was a beautiful moment when Matt handed him the Constitution and said, you should read this. And he just looked ashamed. And it's just amazing what everybody's doing. And we're just seizing the opportunity and making the best out of it.
WeAreChange.org raised over $11,000. Gave it directly to first responder groups, the Feel Good Foundation, and others. And, again, Luke, I just commend you and We Are Change New York. A great example to everybody. Steve Quayle, how important is it that young people and others across the nation are confronting these evildoers, these New World Order people everywhere? And why do they, when we even confront them politely, why do they look so scared?
Because, basically, they know the threats that hang over their heads. Listen, they're either bought off or threatened off, Alex. And I got to commend the young people. God bless them, and I mean that. These are the young men that are taking up, and the young women. And, you know, I'm 56, okay, so obviously anybody younger than that is young to me. But the point is that they are absolutely terrified because, see, everything, you've said it, they're programmed. Ladies and gentlemen, the word television programming doesn't exist because for entertainment, it's to program. And the thing that I think people are recognizing now, especially young people, I know 17, 18, 19-year-old kids that get it, and I know basically PhDs that don't. So, you know, I think, Alex, what's wonderful is the young people are grabbing their future, okay? Rather than let these bunch of devils destroy everything, they're starting to rise up. And I salute those that do that because, again, Silverstein, whether he sees the deer in the headlights or Sean Hannity or any of these guys, look, you really think Glenn Beck's going to give up his $50 million a year contract or $50 million over a three-year contract? Heck no. And isn't it interesting? Right after the contract, listen, I want everyone to realize this. Right after the announcement of that new contract was on the front page of Drudge, then all this happens. Cause and effect. Alex, the big money. Listen, what they don't buy. Here's another statement. Steve, who they don't buy, they kill. Who they don't kill immediately, they will launch the biggest character assassination ever. And the bottom line is, Alex, these young people, and again, you know, I'm just so amazed in a great way that they're taking up that cause. Because, see, this is the thing. You and I talked about it last night. The Luciferians, we call them Lucies, cannot stand the truth because everything that they base their entire existence on is based on a lie. And you know what it basically is? They shall be as gods. And that's why they use the power of their money.
Well, I get embarrassed when I go to an event and everybody's praising me, and I feel weird. But I always notice the globalists love award ceremonies. They actually enjoy being given baubles and awards. They love being little demigods. Luke, I want to get you on coming up this weekend or next week to talk about this incredible information, WeAreChange.org. Good job, and I salute all of you, my friend.
We're never going to stop, and it's our future that we're fighting for.
Absolutely. Luke, thank you for coming on with that quick report. Again, ladies and gentlemen, stevequayle.com. And spell that out for him, Steve.
Sure. It's just steveqayle.com.
Or just Google Steve Quayle, and then his Q-Files website will pop up. Let's take a few calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in New York. Jim, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Jim from New York. And there's a couple of things I wanted to say. You know, I'm very angry at this thing with the Liberty bit there, you know, and Beck, you know, the whole McGillah, it all ties in anyway. But my problem here is I'm listening to this, and I've been following this for 30 years, and I'm saying to myself, you know, yes, we're making progress, but, you know, I think a soul's Nixon. I don't have to go into it. I haven't got a lot of time here, so I'm not going to go into a lot of it.
Oh, how we burned in the camps later wishing we'd have stood up, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I'm not totally convinced. I know what you say. You know, and I, part of me agrees with that. Now, I'm not saying I have any smart, right answers, but I think there's a point where you wait too long, and that's it. You know, you can buy all the, with the way they invade your computers, your phones, your this, your that, you buy all the gold you want, and then they just come to your house like gangsters and take it from you. You know, so what are you going to do?
Well, look, none of us are, I mean, we get on the road every day and you get run over and die. It doesn't mean we're 100% going to win the fight. It doesn't mean we're, you do what you can to protect yourself and you're never perfectly safe. We're not trying to be safe. We're trying to position ourselves to be independent. Steve?
Well, first of all, the bottom line is that, you know, we've got to do what we can to protect our families and protect our brethren, and I mean brethren. The people that you care about, Alex, that I care about, our listeners, our supporters for all these years, you know, those are the people that I feel are absolutely motivated to do everything I can to help in any way, shape, or form. But I think the bottom line is that I don't think people understand what I said. These guys, I used to believe you could turn around. I don't, okay? I believe what we're doing is we're buying people time. I believe just like the the good, when I say, and there are wonderful military people that are fighting to keep the Luciferians who control other aspects of the military at bay. But there comes a point when you cannot fight the judgment of God. And this is one thing that I think is lacking in most discussions. Look, I'm not ashamed to say it. I've been saying it for 15 years. If this country doesn't turn around and repent, we're going to get judged. And I believe we've crossed the red line, Alex. That's my own personal opinion. And I believe that's what makes all your warnings before different than the ones now, because you know something's changed. Everybody I talk to, Alex, and I'm talking about people that have been in the fight for longer than I have, are saying, you know, and I want to make this clear. This is not hopeless. This is prophecy being fulfilled. But you've got to realize that your hope has to be in someone greater than you. And that's why I'm not ashamed of Jesus. You know, the second psalm says this: why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? And the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. That's the attack on Christians. That's why it's happening.
I agree with you, but and then the churches themselves, the world looks at churches and thinks that's Pastor Hagee, you know, saying Jesus is the Messiah. It's pretty amazing. All right, we're going to have to move quick for Mike, Robert, Art, and Pat. We'll try to get you all in. 30, 40 seconds apiece, a comment from Steve on each one. But I want to hear from you. We're just trying to jam it all.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Won't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping keeping perfectly still.
SteveQuayle.com's the website.
Nobody wants to know him. They can see.
I went through key analysis in the first hour of this whole police state move, declaring basically 80%+ of America terrorists and saying the military should be used against us. The major escalation, it's been done all over by these people, very serious. So the show restarts in about 5 minutes at InfoWars.com with the screams if you missed it. Robert just hung up, so let's go to Mike in Canada and then Art and Pat. Mike, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Keep up the good work, buddy. A couple things I just wanted to talk about here. Up in Canada, they've been running a lot of commercials recently about preparing for 72 hours, urging residents.
Yeah, that way the government can say, see, we told you to get ready. They're doing the same thing here. It's, get ready now. Get set, get ready. Steve?
Well, I mean, I 72-hour kit's ridiculous. I'm telling people they better prepare for the duration. My definition of the duration is absolutely the worst-case scenario for a minimum of 1 year. I can tell you the powers that be believe that they'll starve everyone in the United States into submission in under 6 months, especially when they cut the power. That's been told to me, Alex. By the way,
the IMF documents that Stiklis brought out, they call it the IMF riot. It's at the end of my book. This is mainstream news, where they do in Argentina, other places, once they crash an economy, they turn the power and water off to cause total cratering.
Absolutely. So, when I hear this from all of the powers and I say powerful men who still love this country, they call me, and I'm sure they do the same thing to you, and they say, warn the people, warn the people, warn the people. These are people that have children. These are people that have grandchildren, and they're scared to death. I want to go back on something else, Alex. Because of the business I'm in and how long I've been in it, and I know a lot of people around the world, I can tell you unequivocally that the billionaires and the guys with the hundreds of millions are fleeing right now.
No, I know they are. Art, anything else? Or, Mike, anything else? He's gone. Art in Kansas, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
That's bumper music you just played, The Fool's on the Hill. That's the only song the Beatles ever wrote about Congress. I wish you would get in touch with Tex Mars and do a show on the Noahide laws, because I think that's where all these execution laws are leading to. That would be the ultimate sacrifice.
Interesting. Any comments on that, Steve?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, under the Noahide laws, as the caller has identified, anybody who confesses Jesus as Lord is a heretic, and they intend to cut their heads off. Am I not correct, caller?
Art?
Madeleine Albright, a while ago, her father was the head of the Communist Party in Czechoslovakia, and they had to get out because the people were catching on to him. So she just shows up here as our Secretary of State.
No, I know. You couldn't make this stuff up. Thank you, Art. Pat in New York, last caller. Go ahead.
Taking my phone call. And thank you also for standing side by side with us all fighting the New World Order. I appreciate that. And, Steve, this is a slam dunk. This is great. I hope you have him back on again, Alex. I want to make a comment also to... Not only do we need to know what these Luciferians think, I am a born-again Christian, I'm a believer in Christ, but these Christians today, I'll give you for instance, Hosea 8:4 says, they have set up kings, but not by me, they have made princes, and I knew it not. Now that flies right in the face of Romans 13, but yet none of the Christian brothers that I know will even get into that verse with me.
I hear you. We're out of time. Steve Quayle?
Well, I agree with the caller. The bottom line is Christians say God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Thank you, Alex, for what you do to inform the people of this country what awaits them if they don't stand up.
SteveQuayle.com. Thank you for coming on, Steve.
You're more than welcome.
All right, the transmission restarts at InfoWars.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and Ron Paul's on the show next week. Now get out there and take on the New World Order and get Endgame out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention.